Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 23rd of June 2025 and I want to talk to you today about the place where I'm actually recording this. See, I'm not in my studio today, I'm out and about and I'm in a McDonald's. Yes, we have lots of McDonald's here in the UK. In fact, to a certain extent, the McDonald's chain is the UK national chain. Like wherever you go, there's a McDonald's and they've always got clean toilets and stuff like that. And I know that McDonald's obviously is massive in the US and many other countries. But the reason I'm recording this in a McDonald's today is not because I forgot to do it in the studio, not because I had a power cut or anything, but because I want to talk about systems. And whether you love McDonald's, whether you tolerate it, whether you hate it, you've got to admit that the McDonald's system, the way that they actually run the business, is among some of the best run businesses in the world. Because essentially, if you look at this, and I'm kind of sat here watching some of the staff work, so I'll drop my voice down a little bit. McDonald's is a business, is quite a complex business where you've got high levels of complexity which have been broken down into the lowest possible level of tasks. Right down to, if you need to, and I've never worked in a McDonald's, so I don't know what you do, but if you need to cook a hash brown, right, if you need to fry it for 63 seconds, then there's no way of typing in 63 seconds into the machine. You just put the hash brown in the basket, you press the hash brown button, and that's what the timer is. So can you see how they've reduced that task down to the minimum level of complexity? So you've got minimum amount of training needed for someone to say, right, put the hash brown in this basket, put the basket in the heated oil, fat, whatever it is, press the hash brown button, right? And then 63 seconds later, or whenever the timer goes off, there's going to be beep, 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 beep. When you hear that, take it out, put it in here. And if you watch anyone in a McDonald's restaurant, you can see, again, I know the training is good and they're very good at the, developing their team and stuff like that, but ultimately it's all been broken down into very, very easy tasks. And to me, that's what every system should be. It should all be breaking it down to the easiest possible number of tasks. We run our business on standard operating procedures. I'm sure you do exactly the same within your MSP. And with ours, we're constantly looking at it and saying, how can we simplify this? How can we break it down? How can we remove a level of complexity from this? Because I think the thing that makes systems break is when they're too complex, or where there's too much ambiguity, or you're expecting people to know the answer to something. And actually, systems, you can systemize all sorts of very, very complex things. There's a great book by a guy called Atul Gawande, and I can't remember what its name. Oh, it's called The Checklist Manifesto, that's it. And that's about breaking down very complex systems. He talks about medical systems, like doing complex surgeries. And even those can be broken down into very simple systems and checklists. So you wouldn't necessarily systemize heart surgery, say, because there's 1,000 different routes that could go down. But you would systemize making sure that all the swabs that go into a body come out of a body. You would systemize making sure that everything is clean and before and after an operation. And it's all of those little things that we as humans tend to get wrong. So I believe that you could do this with your technicians. Even with your third line technicians, you can systemize stuff and you can break it down into the tiniest number of tasks, surely. Because if you've got a third line technician that's, let's say they're doing a very complex cloud migration, there's a whole load of things in there that you can't systemize because they're decisions they've got to make along the way, or things there, they've got to use their brain and their training to do that. But surely even with a complex migration, there's a bunch of stuff that can be systemized, right? That can be turned into a checklist or a task list or something like that. What's your equivalent of the hash brown button? That's not something I thought I'd be saying today, but it really is a question that you should ask yourself as you're systemizing your business. And as we know, as well, the word system can actually be an acronym which stands for saves you stress, time, energy, money. That's a great way of thinking about systems, isn't it? Now, let's look at some of the stuff that we are doing this week. So we actually have a Munch and Learn on this week. It's on Thursday. The subject is breaking into a vertical. I do it at three different times throughout the day, each of them live. If you go into the portal, go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com /munch. And you'll see all the details of that this Thursday, including what time those three live calls are, so that you can join the one that's most suitable for you. And I have a drop-in marketing clinic as well. That's going to be just for this week. It's only on tomorrow. Details at portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. I'll see you next Monday, and have a very profitable week in your MSP. I'm off for some breakfast.